screenshotted it.
You put matches over there? Perfect. Okay. Ready when you are.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday. To begin our service this morning, please stand up and turn to your hymnal to number 147 for O Come All Ye Faithful.
Give a shout out to Wes and team who's been working on the ladies' bathroom. Have you all seen it? It looks amazing. Thank you so much. I did see Wes here for several hours this week, and also I saw John Person, but I know that there's others who have worked, so we're just so grateful to Wes and all the S&P team for all the work that they put in there. I'm thankful to Clark up in the tech room because we have technical difficulties today. Our usual program for the screens is not working, but he is quickly making some pivots and adjustments. So we're just so grateful for the whole body of Christ and thankful that you're here to join us today. I have a word from the missions committee. Their faith promise cards are in the pew backs in front of you. They would like to receive those in the next 2 or 3 weeks so that they know how to plan and budget for the next coming years, the next year. I think that they won't be in the pews after today, but you can get the cards from the missions room in the cafe that's back there. If you need any help or have any questions, you can see myself or Terry about that. And then also from Jeff, he wants me to just remind you that there is a Christian Christmas concert on December 17th at the North Campus of Woodstock Academy. He's asking for your prayers. He has mentioned to you that God is working and God is moving, and we're so grateful for that. Continue to pray. This is another opportunity for the teens to gather in the community, invite their unsaved friends that they can just hear Christ. So just pray for that. And those who want to go, teens, there's a QR code that you can sign up in the weekly email that went out Friday, I think it was. Okay, then in our bulletins, we have December 14th, our winter festival. Please be praying for that, our touch in the community. And just if you'd like to help in any way, you can reach out to me and we'll see where we can plug you in for that. And then also on December 15th is our Christmas celebration here at church. And some have already signed up to attend and to bring food. So if you have not done that, please do so we know how to plan for that. I think that's all I need to mention today for that. And then this starts our Advent season, and we're so grateful for all that God has done. And so as Dave and Linda come on up, the first week here, they're going to read a verse at the end that just really, it touched my heart in such a way that the people were in darkness, and they were waiting for a hope. And then we're going to sing a song that really touches on that, the whole arc from the people waiting in darkness to what Christ has done to reconcile us to him. So I hope that's a blessing to you.
We have entered into the Advent season of the church year, which includes the 4 Sundays before Christmas. In this season, the church joyfully remembers that Christ has come in the flesh. He continues to come to us in the Word and in the Spirit. He will come again on the last day to establish his kingdom. Let us prepare our hearts today for the coming of the Lord, who is Emmanuel, God with us. The first candle, which is lit today, is called the prophecy candle. This candle reminds us that the Old Testament, written over a 1,000-year period, contains hundreds of references to the coming Messiah. The apostles throughout the New Testament appeal to 2 areas of the life of Jesus to establish his messiahship. One was the resurrection, and the other was fulfilled prophecy. As we consider the meaning of this candle, may we be filled with hope, knowing that God has fulfilled his promise for all humanity in the coming of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Isaiah writes, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. And then he writes, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
Please stand as we sing King of Kings.
In the darkness we were waiting without hope, without light, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word, from a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt.
Sing praise the Father.
Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of Kings. You did not despise the cross, for even in your suffering you saw to the other side, knowing this was our salvation. Jesus, for our Savior, died. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit. Breath till that stone was moved for good, for the Lamb had conquered death, and the dead rose from their tombs, and the angels stood in awe. For the souls of all who come to the Father are restored, and the church of Christ was born, and the Spirit lit the flame. Now this gospel to the Lord shall not hear, shall not fail. By his blood and in his name, in his freedom I am free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me.
John 1:14, the Word became flesh. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
God the Lord most high,
beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name.
Oh, come let us.
you. Please be seated.
Together in prayer. Father God, we have come this day to worship you, to adore you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for who you are. We thank you that you have no equal. We thank you that you are above all. And we thank you that you love us and care for us. And as we have come out of the Thanksgiving, we're so grateful for all that you have done for us. But now as we enter into this Advent season, we are so thankful and grateful for your gift to us of our Lord Jesus. And we thank you for this time of year in which we remember in special ways you coming to us because of your tremendous love for each and every one of us. And we thank you for the opportunity that we have even this morning to gather around your table, Lord, and to remember your sacrifice on our behalf so that we could be made right with you, that we could be restored in our relationship with you, and that we can live in fellowship with you and have eternity with you in heaven. Father God, we come before you thanking you and praising you for this, and praising you and thanking you for who you are and for your care for us and your love for us, for your mercy and for your grace, for your goodness. We thank you for the way that you have blessed us in so many ways. We thank you for the friendships that we have and for the families that we have. We thank you for the opportunity that many of us had to have extended time with family and friends this past week. Father, we pray for those who will be traveling back even today, that you'll grant them safety. But we thank you for the families we have. We thank you for the support and the love that we can share with one another. And Father God, we thank you that you're a God who cares for us and who invites us to come before you on all occasions. So Father, we pray for those who are going through some real difficult times, who maybe are having struggles within their family or in their friendships, or maybe having struggles at school or at work. We ask that you'll help them to look to you. Ask that you'll help them to remember that you are with us always. Even through the darkest valleys, you go with us and that you carry us through. And so help us always to turn to you and continue to put our trust and hope in you. And Father God, we pray for those who are hurting physically. And we thank you so much that Linda Calgren was able to go home on Tuesday. We thank you that she was able to have Thanksgiving at home. And we ask that you will continue to strengthen her as she continues to go through rehabilitation, and that you would strengthen her and that she would get more usage from her left side. Father God, but we thank you and praise you that she can be home and recover now from there. Father, we continue to pray for Ted Deidert and ask that you would strengthen his body. We pray for John Roble, and we ask the same. And we thank you for the care that they're receiving there at Matulitis. And again, we ask for you strengthening and bringing healing to their bodies. Father God, we thank you for the healing that you have given to Dave Johnson following his heart attack. And we thank you that he is able to be with us this morning. And so we thank you and praise you so much for that. We ask that you'll continue to strengthen him and bring him to complete health. And Father God, we pray for Tom Kranz, as he'll be having surgery, knee replacement surgery, this coming Tuesday. And so we thank you that he's recovered so well from his first replacement surgery. And now as he has the other knee done, we ask that you would help this to go well and that you'll help him through that long process of healing. Father, we also pray for Mark Parker as he'll be going to have surgery this coming Thursday. We ask that all will go well with that and that you'll bring him to complete healing as he recovers from that surgery. Father God, for others that we each know about who are hurting physically or in some other way, we just pause and pray for them right now. And Father God, we thank you for those people that you bring into our lives that we come across each and every day. We ask that you help us to be a light that shines brightly for you to them, that they might hear of you and know of you and know of your love by the words we say and by our actions as well. Father God, we pray for the upcoming Christian Christmas concert at the Academy on December 17th. We ask that you would use that to encourage those teens who are following you, and that you would use that event to help others to come to know you and what Christmas is really all about. Father God, we thank you for our missionaries and for those who go to places that we cannot go and share the good news with others. And so we ask that you would help them and encourage them in all that they do. Again, Father God, we thank you and praise you that we can gather this day together to worship you, to adore you. Our Lord Jesus, we pray this all in your name. Amen. This time the children are dismissed for children's worship.
Good morning, everyone. This morning, we're back in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 3. We'll be reading verses 7 through 12. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the lake, and a large crowd from Galilee followed. When they heard about all he was doing, many people came to him from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, and the regions across the Jordan and around Tyre and Sidon. Because of the crowd, he told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him, to keep the people from crowding him. For he had healed many, so that those with diseases were pushing forward to touch him. Whenever the impure spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God." But he gave them strict orders not to tell others about him.